Again, regarding some of the laws of mezuzah, it's obvious that if a person is demolishing his home in order to put up a new house, it's clear that it's permissible for him to take down the mezuzot in order to save them from chas v'shalom bizayon, from disgrace, before he demolishes the house. The question would be, if a person, let's say, is renting his house or apartment to a goy, however he has his mezuzot up already, there Shulchan Aruch writes clearly that he's obligated to take the mezuzot down before he rents it to a goy. However, if a person rents a house to a Jew, the obligation of putting a mezuzah is on the person that's going to live in the house, not on the person that is actually renting the house. The person that's going to live in the house itself, he's obligated to see to it that he has mezuzot. Now there's a machloket, when does the obligation fall upon the one that's renting the house to put up the mezuzot? The halakha we hold, in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, he has 30 days from when he moved in. Of course, preferably he should put it up as quick as possible. But once he moves in with all his kelim and he sleeps there, we start the clock 30 days from then, he has an obligation to put up the mezuzot within the 30.